Hi, this is John Specht from Listen Here, and along with my partner Joe Caronia, we just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. And you know, if you don't celebrate Christmas or the holidays, that's fine, you know, but you could still take the good cheer that we're giving you. I mean, if that offends you in some way that I said happy holidays, well then, you know what? You and your pals can go straight to hell.
Hey, what? come on. Be nice.
Yeah, Joe, damn it. Listen, I'm tired of people.
It's Listen Here, a sketch comedy program dripping with innuendo, sarcasm, and gravy. Featuring a cast of unemployed actors, wannabe YouTubers, and the only guy in the music business that Taylor Swift has not written a song about. With performances by
Andre Kelly,
Laura LaCour,
John Specht,
Mackenzie Justice,
Joe Caronia,
Colin Zay Selby,
James Wetzel,
Jacqueline Friedhoff,
Joe Stofko,
Dana Brown Pryor,
Emerson Rapp.
Now it's time to Listen Here.
Oh, I think Blitzen's been drinking again. What are you doing?
Just putting out milk and cookies for the guest.
They're not guests, dear. It's a labor dispute. Would you step on a duck?
You be nice. Mm. That may be, but that's no reason to be rude.
They're here. All right, I'm coming. Little pains in the asses. Hello. Stop that.
Come on in. Take off your coats. There are some milk and cookies on the table. Now I will leave you alone to work out all of your differences.
All right, everyone, sit down, please. Let's get started. We need to get this done tonight. We're already behind schedule. Ladies first. Go ahead, Carlotta.
We have been preparing for a strike for months. As you know, I am the union president. Zippy is the head of accounting and benefits, and Cheech represents HR.
Are these cookies up for grabs?
Let's get started. First problem, you are running a sweatshop.
Oh, how can you say that? You have a 401k, profit sharing, 2 weeks vacation.
No, I'm talking about the shop. Everyone working in there is sweating. I just came from there. The temperature's 96 degrees. Everyone working in the shop is sweating like R. Kelly at the Miss Teen Awards.
Yeah, it's hot, man. No bueno.
We need an air conditioner in the shop.
It's the North Pole. Open a window.
Two words for you, fat man. Global warming.
Fine. I'll take that under advisement. Next.
Manufacturing is having a problem getting parts for cell phones. That one is yours.
Look, I told you the tariffs are killing me. You guys are going to have to help out with the price.
Hold on, sir. That is not coming out of our pockets. We know that you just signed a new likeness contract with Coca-Cola and Hallmark.
Well,
besides the money, you get all the glory. What do we get? A stupid Will Ferrell movie? And that friggin' moron who sits on the shelf?
Fine. I'll try to work out something with China, but I'm not very big over there.
Have you looked in the mirror? You're big everywhere.
All right already. Next.
You need to update our insurance. We need a better selection of doctors and specialists.
What?
Especially dentists. What with all the candy canes we eat? We need a real dentist.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with Herbie?
You have got to be kidding.
Yeah, man. Herbie's a freak.
Herbie. He's a dentist since 1964. He needs to retire. He can't see. He's so old he tried to do a root canal on Rudolph's nose.
We'll see. Is that all?
Not quite. The reindeer want you to go back to the expensive food.
The reindeer complained?
No, but my apartment is downwind from their stable, and my eyes are watering all the time.
Whatever. Cheech, what's the problem in HR?
Well, we got a counteroffer on the sexual misconduct case.
What case is that? One of my union sisters?
Not at all. A little boy and a little girl saw their mommy kissing the boss.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I see.
It's just a misunderstanding, that's all.
Hey, big guy. I'm not here to judge anybody, but we're having a hard time trying to figure out how you even hung the mistletoe right over
But we'll talk about that later. Now, please, is there anything else?
Just the big one. And this is not negotiable. For the first time in the history of this union, we had a unanimous vote. Every single member of the local voted. When we have our end-of-the-year blowout, the headliner has to be Peter Dinklage.
Listen here!
Now with Listen Here News, I'm Ozark Longmire. The makers of a South African gin infused with elephant dung swear their use of the animal's excrement is no gimmick. Yes, Les and Paula Ansley of Mossel Bay, South Africa, stumbled across the idea a year ago after learning that elephants eat a variety of fruits and flowers and yet digest less than a third of it. As a consequence, they say, you get the most amazing variety of these botanicals. They're hoping it'll catch on in America, and young people will be requesting gin and deuce. A woman in Enid, Oklahoma, was shot in the thigh when a dog inside the vehicle she was operating jumped onto the back console, causing the gun under the console to go off. The dog was quoted as saying, "Rub my nose in it again, I dare ya. I double dog dare ya." Another animal story now at the St. Louis Zoo. Rainy, a 23-year-old Asian elephant, is pregnant and due to give birth next summer. The zoo's bull elephant, 26-year-old Raja, is thought to be the father. Although it is not certain. Raja, however, would like Maury Povich to find out if he is indeed the dad. And this just in, it is official. Kevin Costner is a good actor. Even after 40 years on the screen, moviegoers have been unsure. The world had thought they decided he was indeed a bona fide thespian after 1990's Dances with Wolves, but questioned their decision after films like Waterworld and Tin Cup. But now finally, as 2019 comes to an end, the actor is officially a good actor. We caught up with the Bull Durham star recently in Hollywood, and he credits the fans that stuck with him through Field of Dreams 2 and other bad choices. Also, he credits Netflix Yellowstone for help in cementing him in the pretty good category. In other news, the verdict is still out on Nicolas Cage. Now to New Orleans. Federal biologists have been working over the last few weeks to rescue endangered fish that were swept out of the Mississippi River during the recent flooding. The pallid sturgeon and the paddlefish were a few of the fish that were carried away in the spillway during the high water. Jefferson Parish pastor Billy Saunier had this to say.
I put some cayenne pepper on it. Woo! They was delicious with hush puppies.
Now to Iowa. A Des Moines jury ordered a hospital to pay a man $1.4 million after he received a vasectomy when he was supposed to be getting a circumcision. Hospital officials apologized, stating, obviously, this is our mistake. We gave him a snip and a clip when all he wanted was a little off the top. A new study has revealed that people who think they are liked by everyone in their workplace are delusional. A recent year-long study of more than 30 people who proclaim to be liked by their coworkers is simply not true. In offices of over 10 people, there appears to be someone in every case that did not like the individual in question. In sports news, the Houston Astros have been accused of using the center field camera to steal signs. By doing this, the Astros hitters would have a huge advantage. The Astros have denied these allegations and have said that they would conduct an internal investigation. The Astros are going to reveal the results of their findings in a press conference. And I understand that the press conference is about to begin. We have a reporter in Houston. Let's go live.
Hello, my name is Sally Joy, and I am the spokeswoman for the Houston Astros Public Relations Department. We are all aware of the allegations that have been alleged against the team. We have taken these accusations very seriously. We have conducted our internal investigations and have found no wrongdoing on the part of any member of the Houston Astros.
Excuse me, Sally. Richard Silver, Houston Chronicle. Who conducted this investigation?
Me.
Okay. How did you conduct this investigation?
I asked the players if they cheated, and they said no. Investigation over.
Wait a minute. That's it? You asked them and they said no?
Sure. They were accused of cheating, not being liars.
I can't believe this. You just asked them once if there was any cheating and they said no. So you stopped investigating?
Don't be silly. I made them all pinky swear. Thanks for coming. See you next year in spring training.
Gee, thanks, lady. Is it any wonder they couldn't find steroids in baseball for years?
Thank you for that special report. And the Air Force base plane has returned to Earth after orbiting for over 2 years. The Mini Shadow was in orbit for 780 days on this last mission, breaking its previous record of 717 days. The plane landed at the Kennedy Space Center near Melbourne, Florida. Unfortunately, the baggage from the plane went to Cleveland. This is Ozark Longmire for Listen Here News. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Emily Post, the Queen of Etiquette and Manners, with a reminder for everyone as the holiday season is underway. You may be visiting someone that you may have not seen in quite a while. Your host and hostess may not speak as eloquent as we would prefer. However, not everything spoken is risque. Here are a few things that sound off-color, yet these items are just descriptions of the festive meal. Here we go. Talk about a huge breast. I'm a breast man. Reach in and grab those giblets. That's one terrific spread. I'm in the mood for a little dark meat. Tying the legs together will keep the inside moist. It's Cool Whip time. If I don't unbuckle my pants, I'm going to burst. It must be broken, because when I push on the tip, nothing squirts out. Let me just grab a leg. And finally, after you stuff it, you put an apple in its bottom so nothing leaks out. Until next time, this is Emily Post, reminding you there is always time for etiquette and manners. Season's greetings.
It's Listen Here.
Hey there. One-eared Nick here, a private eye. $50 green a day plus expenses. It was late last week when I got the call. I was sipping on Rotgut whiskey. Hello.
Is this Vinny?
Yeah, this is Nick. What can I do you for? Sure, I know where Maxine's Lounge is on Sunset. Be there in an hour. She was hard to hear, but I know the sound of desperation. I hung up the phone and slipped out my front door. I started the car and pulled carefully into traffic. I headed for Maxine's. I used to spend a lot of time at Max's. It's a place where they mop up the eyeballs every night after closing time. It's totally classless and full of roughnecks. I could see through the smoke-filled haze right away that she was a looker. Dark, silky hair. Delicate features. A real dame.
You must be Vinny.
She sounded different in person. A voice of an angel. We got down to business. She said she wanted me to shoot her boyfriend. I explained that's not what I do. I'm a private dick. I solve problems, not create them. I ordered a bourbon on the rocks. Why me, lady? There's 100 PIs in the book.
How's your cheap?
She said I was the only one she could afford. Obviously, she wanted me. With a come on like that, well. We headed for my place. I got her in my car. I carefully pulled into traffic. I put her on the couch. I could tell she wanted a belt of booze. I let her drink out of the bottle first because I'm a gentleman.
Where's your safe, Vinny?
She felt safe with me. I liked the way she said my name, Nick. I put my drink down and she had my gun.
I'm not asking again.
She said,
Vinny, where's the safe?
Oh yeah, she wants to play good cop, bad cop.
This isn't a bluff.
She wanted my handcuffs. I moved to kiss her and she patted me on the face. Kitty has claws. She toyed with the gun. She likes it rough. Then she looked at the post office address on my Life magazine lying on my table. She said,
"Who's Nick?"
When a woman says, "Kiss me quick," I oblige. She pushed me away, grabbed my keys, and took off. I realized that two ships had just passed in the night. I poured myself two fingers of gut rot. I heard her pull away carefully in my car. Just another page in the story that is one-eared Nick.
It's Listen Here.
Take a seat. At ease. I know that you've had some training, simulation, discussed theory. All these are helpful, but nothing is like the moment. You have to maintain a constant vigilance. You never know where the attack is going to come from. What they love to do is use distraction, misdirection, lull you into a false sense of security. As soon as your guard has been, most of the time the strike is so obscure that it's difficult to make a logical counter-defense. Always remember that if it gets too quiet in the moment, they're planning a major offensive. One of their favorite moves is to slow the sneak attack. Even the most experienced of us have fallen into that trap. They brilliantly camouflage their intentions, and you don't see a thing coming until it's too late. Oh, last thing before we engage the opposition. Remember, they'll try to get a numbers advantage. They'll gang up on you like a bunch of velociraptors. Always, and I repeat always, make sure that you're aware of the surroundings. Remember to check your flank and make sure that no one sneaks up behind you. And before we mount up, do you have any questions?
Yeah. Is your frumpy Aunt Jean going to be there? And if she is, you think she's going to make that ridiculous fruitcake again? Nobody wants to see that at Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm not sitting by your cousins this year.
We interrupt this podcast to go live to Washington with a special report.
I'm here outside the Capitol building. There has been a national emergency going on for years that has finally come to a head. Never has there been an issue that has divided the country this much since the Civil War. Party lines have been drawn. Closed-door meetings have been going on around the clock. Both sides have spent millions of dollars trying to sway public opinion. There is a feeling that when the speaker reads this decision, that rioting is expected. As a matter of fact, wait, I hear that the speaker and the Senate Majority Leader are approaching the podium. Let's go inside to hear this historic decision read by the speaker in this joint session of Congress.
Senate Majority Leader McConnell and myself decided that as a nation, a decision must be made. It must be made now. We know that the country is divided. We know there is a strong passion on both sides. We know that as painful as this situation is, we must make a decision and let the healing begin. This country has faced multiple world wars, terrorist attacks, and the Great Depression. When times have been darkest, America has banded together. There is nothing stronger than the citizens of the United States working together. As unpopular as this decision is going to be, we cannot move forward as a nation until we put this behind us. With that being said, in one of the closest votes in the history of Congress, we have decided that pineapple does not belong on pizza. God bless America.
Listen Here.
Now, live from Carmine Street, in front of his mother's house, your life coach, Vincent Capicola.
Hey, it's your life coach, Vinny Capicola, and I got a life lessons for yous. Today's life lesson is more of a question. What in the hell are they doing with ice cream? I mean, ice cream is like the perfect thing. Don't mess with it. Everybody loves ice cream. Even my Uncle Pete. And he's lactose intolerances. See, there's a country down south, somewhere where it's hot all the time. And they come with this new ice cream flavor. Hang on. This is a true story. Guinea pig flavored ice cream. First thing, guinea pig ain't even a pig. It's not a real pig, right? There's no guinea pig pork chop. It's a glorified rat. Sure, it ain't no sewer rat, but if a rat lives in a penthouse, it's still a rat. And I'm gonna stop you right there. I have no idea what guinea pig tastes like. But the first person that tells me it tastes like chicken, I'm gonna smack them upside their head because you don't need no chicken flavored ice cream neither. But it ain't just that country over there. Here in America, we're doing the same thing. I get it. Variety is the spice of life. But some people take it too far. I see the confused look on your face. Let me explain. If I'm at my girl's house, Teresa Angelina, and she's gonna make me something to eat, she brings me bread, turkey, Swiss cheese. It really ain't a sandwich. But you put some mustard on it, ba-boom, it's a sandwich. Now dig this. They are coming out with mustard-flavored ice cream. I'm thinking the same thing you are. What the hell is that all about? Look, I get it. We're different people. We do different things. I got a buddy of mine. He's dating this girl from England. Oh, man, does she talk funny. And every day about 5 o'clock, she has tea. Hot tea, which is fine, but she puts milk in it. So I watch her do this, and I think, what the hell is that all about? I mean, if I'm going to drink something like that, I'm going to drink black coffee, right? I'm no jackass. If I got milk, I'm going to pour some Kahlua and some vodka in it. Hey, how you doing? So I tried the hot tea at her house once. I mean, she offered it to me. I don't want to be rude. So I drank it. It's no big deal. But if it makes her happy, what the hell? Milk and tea, I get. But mustard-flavored ice cream? Take a walk. Now, wait a minute. Think on this for a minute. Can you imagine what mustard-flavored ice cream is going to look like? Any of you people who's got kids out there know exactly what it's going to look like. It looks like when you change that diaper at 2 in the morning. How in the hell did they get it on their back? You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't putting that in my mouth. Can you imagine the ideas they turned down? That's the best idea they had. Hey, I got it. How about some bull piss flavored lemon lime drink? Come on, man. What are we even doing over there? Mustard flavored ice cream? Don't do it. Hey, there goes my cousin Nino. You know, ever since he's been a fireman, he's delivered 2 babies. I wouldn't let him deliver a pizza. But them first responders, hey, I'm glad they do what they do, because I sure in the hell ain't going to do it. That's your life lesson for today. So remember, life is hard enough. Don't be stupid. This is your old life coach, Vinny Gabagol, and I'm going to catch you next time with some more 411. I'm gone. La, 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 la.
Listen here.
Listen here.
Jim, I'm home.
Hi, honey. You're late tonight.
I know, Jim. I did it. I'm so excited.
What? You got it?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been thinking about it for a couple weeks, and then over lunch, I went by just to look at it again, and I...
You bit the bullet. Uh-huh. Congratulations, honey.
Thanks.
Did they give you a good deal on your trade-in?
Well, not bad. I was worried we couldn't afford it. I mean, it's our largest monthly bill right behind the mortgage, but Jim, I fell in love with it.
Oh, honey, you deserve it. So you got the white one?
No, the black one. Mm. It's so sleek. It looks so good. Want to see it?
Well, yeah. Let's take it out to dinner.
Yeah, let's. Here it is. It's in here somewhere. It slipped to the bottom of my purse.
Wow, hon, that is one good-looking cell phone. I'm so glad you got it in black.
Oh, I love it. We can't afford it, right?
Yeah, don't worry. We'll make it work.
Oh, gosh, aww. I just love it so much. Aww. It's great.
The all-new GTE 16S cellular phone. So incredibly f***ing expensive, you won't believe it, but you'll buy it.
This is Listen Here's Hollywood correspondent Andre Kelly with the top 10 new businesses Chick-fil-A is now donating its money to. Number 10, Popeye's Fight Club. Number 9, Kevin Spacey Youth Camp. Number 8, Branch Davidian Dance Academy. Number 7, TI's Women's Health Services. Number 6, Kevin Hart Traffic School. Number 5, KKK Curly Fries. Number 4, Kellyanne Conway Skincare. Number 3, David Duke Dry Cleaning. Number 2, Mike Pence Pepper Grinders. And the number 1 of the top 10 new businesses Chick-fil-A has now donated its money to, Jim Jones Kool-Aid Energy Drinks. Back to you guys, and happy Turkey Day, y'all.
Forget Jason. Don't worry about Freddy. Chucky is just a doll. For true horror, watch out for the Mean Moms. The only thing more terrifying than their minivans are their inner thoughts.
Attention shoppers, for the next 15 minutes at the deli, turkey is...
Who's the best shopping cart? 3 boxes of frenzy, ah! Oh my god! Don't see me, don't see me, don't see me. And she saw me. Hello, sweetie.
Of course she's in the liquor department. What a lush. You can act like you put it back, but I saw the box of wine in your hand. Fine wine imported from France, my ass.
Oh, there's my girl. I'm going to have to start going to another grocery store. She just tightens my colon. You look so cute. Is that new?
This old thing? Just something that I found in the back of the closet. You know, the place that we will find your husband soon.
You just look so festive. You remind me of a Christmas tree. Dry, brittle, sappy. Just standing in the corner trying to hide your bare spot.
By the looks of your grocery cart, looks like someone will be cooking up a feast for lots of people. I'll lay you 9 to 5. That princess doesn't even know how to turn on her stove.
Oh, just the family from out of town. As soon as your family learns how to walk upright, maybe they will come and visit you.
Is there anything more wonderful than spending time with loved ones? I guarantee if you combine the IQ points of her entire family, you still wouldn't hit triple digits.
And you must tell me your plans. You're going to eat all those desserts in your cart and blow up like Snoopy in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's your plan.
Well, I can't wait. It's just going to be a traditional holiday. Just the kids and my parents. That's right, tradition. Things you wouldn't understand, like, oh, I don't know, washing up for dinner, using silverware, not wiping your mouth with your sleeve.
Well, I hate to leave good company, but I have to get going. Oh, that perfume you're wearing is making me sick. How much did you pay for that? $2 a gallon? Ugh, you could use it as bug spray.
Oh my yes. I don't mean to keep you from something important. You know, like brushing your teeth. It is so hard for me not to laugh with all that spinach caught in your teeth. Veneers won't help that, sister.
Oh, honey. I'll see you real soon. I will see something that reminds me of you every time my cat uses the litter box.
Bye, girl. We will talk real soon. Ugh, look at her walking away. What size are those yoga pants? Medium? What did you do? Steal those from a preschooler? If you listen carefully, you can hear the seams crying out for help. Help me! Help me!
Listen here.
Sayonara.
Arrivederci.
Adios.
Adios.
See ya.
All right, I see you.
Goodbye.
See you later.
See you later.
Catch you later.
I see you later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Thanks for listening here. This concludes our podcast day.
Hello, it's the Mean Moms.
And we just want to wish you happy holidays.
From all of us here.
That's right. From all of us here at Listen Here.
That bitch just stole my line.
That's right, bitch. I just stole your line.